message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
We run through of those 9 points. Number one, we said, for you to live excellently, you must be an asset and not a concern. For you to live an excellent life, for you to excel in your business, your career, your vocation, or whatever God has given to you, you must be an asset to your company. You must be an asset to your husband. You must be an asset to your wife. You must be an asset to your family. You must not be a source of worry to where you work. They must not be worrying about you. You must be a plus and not a minus in that organization. Number two, way to excellent living, we said you must be a dependable person. Your boss should be able to rely on you. Your boss should be able to say, do this, let this project be handled, and then it will be handled. Your boss doesn't need to be pursuing you around. Customers doesn't need to be asking you for, they say, I want to use this cloth for my naming ceremony in 7 days. Can you deliver? You say, why not? Bring it now, now, now. 7 days came there. Your shop is locked. They are searching for you all around. The woman is crying. The cloth I want to use for naming tomorrow is still with this tailor. Or this fashion designer, as we call it now. And she has refused to show face. After about 3 weeks, 21 days, you appear with the clothes and say, take your clothes, please. You are blessed. I want to invite you to my church. You say, keep your church. I don't ever want to go to any church you attend because you are not dependable. Number three, way to excellent living is be a problem solver, not a problem. If you are in a church, if you are in a community, if you are working in an organization, solve the problems of the organization. The reason why you are employed is that there is a problem. And they want you to solve it. They are not brought into the company because they like your face. They don't like your certificate. Not that they like your certificate. There is a challenge. There is a work to do. And then you were brought in to solve that problem. Either in the area of engineering, in the area of maybe you are employed as a teacher, you are employed to teach. You are employed as an accountant. You are employed as an administrator. You are employed as a lawyer. You are employed to solve a problem. They contracted you to solve a problem. They called you to resolve an issue. So that's why you are there. So you must first identify what they want you to solve, and then you move in to solve it. Otherwise, you cannot be an excellent person. Number four that we have treated in the past, ways to excellent living, we said number four is learn to go the extra mile. We are in a generation where people don't want to go extra mile. We are Indomie noodles Christian. We just want things done sharp. Learn to go the extra mile. Learn to go the extra mile. Whatever they have told you to do, do it and do it in record time. Go the extra mile to achieve the task. Go the extra mile to ensure that the company makes profit. Go the extra mile to ensure the company saves cost. Go the extra mile to do even extra more than your customer said you should do. Then they will always be patronizing you. I've often heard people say that they don't see people patronizing them. The reason is because a lot of times people don't go extra mile. Everybody always goes back to stores where they get extra. When they buy something from you and you give them an extra biro to give to their children or to write with, they want to come back. When they have come to purchase something in your shop and you give them something extra, maybe water to drink, they are grateful. Always learn to go the extra mile. You identify your customers' bad days, major customers. You send them bad days. You send them greetings on their bad days. That is extra mile. They will always keep on patronizing you. Beloved, we moved on to number five, way to excellent living. And we said, number five is be responsible. Be a responsible person. Be a responsible individual. Be a responsible person. Be a responsible person. Anything that you have been told to do, response is a combination of two words, response and ability. So response to your ability. Respond quickly to what you have been told to do. An irresponsible person cannot live excellently. Be responsible. Live responsibly. And of course, we went to number six, way to excellence. We said, be diligent. Be hardworking. We spoke extensively from Proverbs 22 verse 29. See that with man diligent in his business, we stand before kings and not ordinary men. Be a hardworking person. Be a person that is hardworking. Be a person that loves to work. Be a person that loves diligent work. Be a person that loves diligent. Number seven, of course, we went on to say be service oriented. Be a service person. Like to serve. Only those that serve are rich. Just tell me one person that is rich that you know that is rich and is not serving. Either they are serving in the political post, either they are serving in the manufacturing industry, or they are serving in the pharmaceutical industry, or they are serving in the banking industry, or they are serving in the conglomerate industry. There must be an industry where you are serving. There must be an area where you are serving. Either you are a musician, you are serving as a musician, you are selling out CDs, and people are enjoying your CDs and paying you return. You must be service oriented. You must be servant. When you are service oriented, you are not only after profit. You are not only after what you can gain, but you are after what you can give. Number eight that we went on to, we said, shun mediocrity. Don't be a mediocre. Don't be a mediocre if you want to live an excellent life. Don't live like a mediocre. Don't live like a person who doesn't give, who doesn't really care about anything. A person with low standard. Low standard in everything. Service delivery is low. Every service offered is low. Don't be a mediocre. Don't be a mediocre. Let your standards be high. When you are giving service, let the service standard be high. Let the service standard be high. When you are a pastor and you are preaching, preach quality message. Whatever it is you are doing, don't be a mediocre. And number nine, way to excellent living is be teachable and correctable. Be a teachable person. We are in a very proud world. The Bible says, he that knows something, he that thinks he knows something, should know he doesn't even know anything. Many that think that they know things, they don't know anything. It is empty barrels that make the loudest noise. When it's people that make so much noise, they don't have anything inside. When it's people that are very gentle, they just relax and they just calm, they have something. Be correctable. Be a person that people can say, this thing is wrong, and then you take correction. There are some people, if you correct them, for 6 months, they won't greet you. 6 months, they won't greet you. 2 months, they won't greet you. There are husbands that if the wife say, I think this thing you did is not so right. You should have done things like this, or you should have spoken like this. And then they cut off food money supply immediately. There are some wives that immediately the husband corrects them like this, they are moody for the next weeks upon weeks. And then there is holy malice in the house. You know holy malice? Holy malice. You don't know holy malice? Holy malice. They are still in the same house. They can even be praying together, but there's a malice going on. And God bless you. God bless you too. Your food is on the table. Yeah. Or go and tell your daddy his food is on the table. Praise the Lord. So, those are the 9 points we have treated so far. Tonight, we'll be moving on in the series. I hope you have been blessed so far. If you have been blessed, shout a big hallelujah. I love it when you are blessed. It is in your being blessed that I find fulfillment. Honestly speaking, nothing fulfills me like seeing the people that God has brought to us to be blessed. Nothing fulfills me. Clothes doesn't. Cars doesn't. International operations doesn't. Nothing fulfills me. Even money doesn't. And in the name of Jesus, God will bless you. I say in the name of Jesus, my God will bless you. Did I hear you say a big amen? Tonight we are moving on to number 10. Way to excellent living is be indispensable if you want to live excellently. Be indispensable. Somebody can say, is it possible for somebody to be indispensable? We have an example in the scripture. And the man is called Daniel. Daniel was a man that was seemingly indispensable. He was valuable. That's what I'm trying to say. Daniel started his excellent living from serving King Nebuchadnezzar. After serving Nebuchadnezzar, he went on and served King Belshazzar. From King Belshazzar, he served King Darius. All these kings served at different periods, under different parties. APC, PDP, AAC, AAA, AMPP. They were different parties. He also went from Darius, he went to serve in Cyrus. It was said in the scripture that that Daniel was in the palace as an official for over 70 years. There was no king that came to rule that could sack Daniel, because he was a man that embraced excellence. Daniel was unsackable because of excellence. Cabinets were dissolved, but Daniel was unsackable. Cabinets were readjusted, but they could not show him the way out. I mean, cabinets were just changed recently in the state here. There's not one person that was a commissioner in the former regime that's back as a commissioner now. Not one that was in the commissioner, that was a commissioner in the last regime as at May 29, that is back as a commissioner now. So, what am I trying to say, ladies and gentlemen? Your excellence always makes you distinguish. Daniel was under different governments and he was still enjoying the blessings of the palace, because every time he was appointed to do something, he went extra mile. He did it so well. They searched and searched and searched. Who can we use to replace this? And there's nobody. We have put him there. Who else is in the kingdom that can do this work like that? They say there's nobody. Say, you have put him there. And so if he was in like a place like Nigeria, every time his government was changing, he was getting new cars, maybe a Land Cruiser, VWX 2019 model, every like 4 years being changed, and then giving new houses part time in different streets in Asokoro, in Abuja, because he was a man that was very excellent in his task. Friends, don't use Christianity to cover up mediocrity. Christianity is not synonymous with mediocrity. It's because I'm a Christian. It's because one is a Christian does not mean one should be a failure. Hello. Christianity is not synonymous with mumulity. Christianity is not about being a mumu. You must be excellent in your task, in your work, in your assignment. My prayer for you tonight is that amongst the few in your family that will be tagged excellent, you will be mentioned there. Amen. I say you will be mentioned there. Amen. In the course of the weekend, God spoke to me, and we'll be doing that this Sunday with our family intervention service. We'll be praying specially for men, firstborn, and the male children this Sunday, because they are special children. Especially the firstborn. Because once the firstborn has a problem, it somehow affects the remaining people. We'll talk about that on Sunday when we are dealing with our family intervention service. So you are destined to be excellent. And in the name of Jesus, you will be, in Jesus' name. Number 11, way to excellence is develop your gifts and your strength. Develop your gifts and your strength. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16. Proverbs 18, verse 16. The Bible says, a man's gift maketh room for him, and bringeth him before great men. Ladies and gentlemen, you are not giftless. God never created anybody without a gift. Everybody you know, and everybody you can see that is in existence, has a gift. One of the major gifts of David, you know it, was singing, writing hymns. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 17 to 23, 1 Samuel 16, 23, he was singing to the extent that demons were jacking out of kings. They went to select him specially. The Bible says, and Saul said unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing and a mighty valiant man and a man of war and prudent in matters and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse and said, send me David, they will send for you. I said, they will send for you. Send me David, thy son, which is with the sheep. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread and a bottle of wine and a kid and sent them by David, his son. And David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. Go on. And Saul sent to Jesse saying, let David, I pray thee, stand before me, for he had found favor in my sight. We'll stop at 23. And it came to pass when the evil spirit that is always troubling Saul, I can't go into that story very well. If you know the story very well, in 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 1, the Bible says that God had rejected Saul, and then he had appointed somebody for himself, which is somebody from the house of Jesse. But that story behind, David was supposed to be the king, but fast forward, he has not yet become the king at that time. Evil spirits were troubling Saul, and they needed somebody that will play skillfully before the king. Before that time, he has never tasted palace life. He had never tasted palace life. Now, look at, give me that scripture again. And it came to pass when the evil spirit from God came upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. Ministers of God here today, members of the choir, and many here who are worshippers, may God take you to the level whereby when you worship, evil spirits in people will jack out of them. I say, bad things in people will flush out of them. That was the level that David was operating in. He was a guy that was excellent in his task, to the extent that he played that evil spirit could not stay where he was. You can see that for many people who know how to sing and who sing, they still have a very long way to go. He was an excellent man. Now, what am I trying to say here tonight? You have a gift. That's why God was talking to Moses in Exodus chapter 4, verse 2. Moses was saying, how do I want to deliver this? He said, I forget. What is in your hand? Say, a rod. Ah. A rod. That rod is, that's your gift. That's something I've given to you. That rod is enough. That rod in your hand is enough. That gift I've given to you is enough to settle you for life. Many of us, we underrate our gifts. And we celebrate other people's gifts. Can I tell you this? I have never envied anybody in this life for his gifts. Thank God for you. Thank God for what God is doing for you. Thank God for all your gifts. But I thank God for what he has given to me. Never, I've never seen someone say, and I envy this person's gift. For what reason? Our name are not the same. We're not born on the same day. We're not from the same father or mother. I have my own life to live. The person also has, why do I need to be? I have to thank God for what he has given to me. Pray that it continues to multiply. May the Lord give you understanding. I say, may the Lord give you understanding. Many have written off their gifts because they thought the gift has no value. Now, quickly, before we move on to number 12, what do you do about your gift? How do you handle your gift so that you can become excellent? Number one, discover your gift. That's 11a. Discover your gift. There's a gift inside of you. There's something God has placed inside of you. You need to discover it. And fasting day like this, on a Wednesday, when you are praying, when you are seeking God, Father, show me what you want me to do with my life. Show me my gift. Reveal to me my gift. It's one of the days whereby you can know what God has deposited inside of you. Number 11b, what to do about your gift is dedicate your gift to God and to the service of mankind. Any gift you have that God cannot use and man cannot use is a useless gift. Dedicate your gifts to God. Dedicate your gifts to the use of God. Dedicate your gift for the advancement of mankind. Anything that God has deposited in you that people are not benefiting from is a waste. It's a waste. Number 11c. What do you do with your gift? Develop your gift. Invest into your gift. A gift is like a raw material given to you. You have to work on it. You have to work on it. You have to develop it. And 11d, what do you do with your gift? You use it maximally. You use your gift maximally to glorify God. Every single gift in you is for use. Please, if you want to live an excellent life, once you have discovered your gifts, don't leave it dormant. Once you have discovered your gifts, don't leave your gift unattended to. It will die. It will rot away. Every gift is for you. That's why many people want to use their gift only where there's money attached. You're not doing it right like that. When you use your gifts, in the long run, money will pursue your gifts. Because your gifts will be improving and people will look for your gifts. People will look for that your gift and bless you. Because, you see, your gift brings about a lift. But you cannot be lifted except you use it. And a lot of times you have to use it for free. Until one day, God blesses that your daily sacrifice. And then when people look at you and say, this man is lucky. Let me tell you something. When you see people like that and say, this man is lucky. For somebody to get lucky, because you can say somebody is lucky, it must take some years. I've heard somebody said in a book, he said, for somebody to be termed lucky, he must have invested in something for over 10 years. So there's nothing like overnight luck. There's a story behind every glory. Hello. Hello. So if you really want your gift, discover it. Find out what your gift is. Ask people, what do you see in me that I do very well? Ask God also particularly. What am I sent here for? Before I formed the mother's womb, I knew thee. Jeremiah 1 verse 5. That's the reason why I created you. So ask God in the place of prayer, in the place of fasting. And then you dedicate it to God and to the use of mankind. You develop it. You work on it. You go to school. You train under people to develop your gifts. Let me tell you this. If you are not ready to be trained, you cannot reign. Anybody that is not ready to be trained cannot reign. Nobody will put his life under somebody who has not been trained. Nobody will put his life, will put his investment under somebody who has not been trained. Say, I want to invest my money in your business. You say, how many years have you been doing? Where did you train? Where did you work before? What? Say, I don't have any experience. My only experience is that I'm a born-again Christian. That's good. That's wonderful. But that's not enough for you to be able to do that. Can you imagine yourself going to the cockpit of a plane and you want to drive, you want to cruise a plane and they say, where did you train as a pilot? Oh, you say, I'm just coming from Bible school. I just graduated from Bible school and they told us to be reading, how many chapters? Is it 15 chapters per day? We read 15 chapters per day. Saying 15 chapters per day. I just finished. In fact, I was reading 25 chapters per day so I can drive it. Then we call the police immediately to come and handcuff you out of the place. Because that is not, you need expertise. And this expertise must be developed. And you must humble yourself before this can happen. And of course, use it to glorify God. So, it's very important for us to do this. Now, we have treated 3 points already tonight. Number one that I talked about tonight is what? Be indispensable, like Daniel. Be an asset where you are. Be indispensable, just like he did for Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, Darius and Cyrus. Number two that I mentioned tonight is what? Develop your gifts and talents. Develop your gifts and talents. Very, very important. And I also give us 4 points under that. Now let's move on quickly to number 12. Way to excellent living is be an unusually focused person. Be an unusually focused person. You see, anything you are not focused on, you can't be excellent in that area. If you have identified, that's why you need to identify what God wants you to do, and then you do it for life. You just identify what God wants you to do, and you do it for life. That's what they call focus. If you want to be excellent and to excel in your field, you must be a focused person. You can't be a jack of all trades. You were just trying to be excellent in cement selling. All of a sudden, you abandoned that cement selling and you went to the tire business. Just before people were getting to know you, that you know how to sell tires very well, you said, no, I'm no more selling tires. Again, I want to begin to sell phones. Then you started selling phones. People know you with the phones, and people started calling you for phones, and you dropped that business of phones again. You said, no, I don't want to sell phones anymore. I want to now begin to go into fashion designing. You need to spend time in your field before you can be successful in your field. I mean, I'm not saying that you can't invest into various areas of life, various areas that God gives you the opportunity, but you must have a focus. You must have a focus in life. It's not just everything that people can call you into to come and do. Say, come and do this. That's not your area. Let the person who is in that area handle it. Let them call you for your own area. You can't be everything to everybody. Like what people call general contractor. Every single thing that people want to do, say, yes, I can do it. Can you sew? Yes. Can you produce food for us? Baby food? Yes, I can produce it. Can you help us to incorporate a company? I've been incorporating companies since. More than 20 years in that business. All right. Okay, now I want to buy a car. Please, can you go to Kutonu? I've been crossing border a long time. We cross border again. You can't be successful like that. That's why you need to know what God wants you to do. And then you invest into it. Invest your time, invest your resources, invest your energy into it. Now listen to this. Not everybody can start a business or run a business, because what it takes to run a business, not everybody has it, as it were. The drive, the mindset. Because in a business, business is different from when you are employed. When you are employed, either they make profit or not, they will probably pay you your salary. But when you are running a business, there will be losses, there will be profit, and many other things come in. Most likely, an employer might face more attacks than an employee. An employee might not face more because nobody really wants to give you problem. But the people in charge, there are some people, they are not, it's not as if they are weak, but that is not their area of specialization. God did not wire them for that. It's not as if they have their own area of specialization. So discover your own area of specialization. Discover your own area of specialization. For example, not everybody can found a church. That's the truth of the matter. Because they can found it, but the ministry might not last 21 days. As a direct result of uprisings that happen within the first 1, 2, 3 months of the ministry. That's just the truth of the matter. They were not wired for that. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. So you must be tirelessly focused in your own area. Don't say, my friend is doing this, I want to do this. What is your own area? Which area are you enjoying God? Which area do you enjoy grace? What do you do tirelessly? What do you do and you don't struggle? Focus on that. What do you do and you don't really need to be asking for too much help before you do it? What do you do that when you do it, people thank God for you? What do you do and that people do that people send texts to appreciate you? What do you do that people send money to you? What do you do that when you get home you feel peace and joy? Despite the fact that there's no money there. So you find out all those things. Once you are able to get it, you pursue it for life. Life is too short to move in too many directions. Life is too short to move in too many directions. There is no field where you cannot succeed. If you were destined to work with government, please work with government. That's your area. You are an administrator. You know how to manage government money. You know how to manage government work. You know how to. That's your area. Just focus on it. Retire well. Get your pension and continue your life from there. That's your own area. Everyone has his own area. May God give us understanding in Jesus' name. I say, may God give us understanding in Jesus' name. Do you know why people that work with government, sometimes, immediately they retire, they die. They are wired to do that government job. Immediately they retire like this, some of them 1 year, 2 years, they just die. Because that is what they have been programmed to do. Once they cannot do it, they have a problem. Once they cannot do it, they have a problem. I know somebody who is a security man, an old person, a security man. The person was a soldier before. And after the person retired, the person was working as a security man, a soldier, a retired soldier. Continue to work. When you tell the person, please, you are getting old, you can't do security man again. Please, I've built a house for you here. Go and stay there and believe me. Say, if I can come here, I will die like that. I'm wired to be a security. I'm wired to be a soldier for life. And until the day I drop dead, I must be a soldier. Till forever, till any time in this world, I must be a soldier. I'm a soldier man. There was one day, I remember somebody was talking to the person and said, please stay aside. And then this person said, when a soldier like me, an old person, when a soldier like me is there. So that is the person's line. May the Lord give us understanding. It sounds funny, but that's just the truth. You see some people that are teaching. They love teaching. They love the work of a teacher. They love it. They love seeing students successful. They just love it. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. And there are some that also have a few areas, more than one, maybe one or two, that they love. Just focus on that area. Just keep at it. And suddenly, you will begin to shine. Your star will shine in Jesus' name. I say your star will shine in Jesus' name. I say your star will shine in Jesus' name. Number 12 or 13, right? 13, and I think I better just stop here so that we can have more time to pray. Way to excellent living is be prayerful. And friends, this is one of my major areas of specialization. And one of the things I love to talk about most in life. For people that are very close to me, they know. Be prayerful. Prayer makes you productive. Prayer makes you successful. Prayer is a tool for enhancing your level of efficiency and your level of effectiveness in your area of specialization. Prayer is the only thing that God has told us to do without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. He has said, don't ever stop praying. Don't stop praying. Keep praying. Because in the process of your praying, you are improving in life. Listen to me. Prayer is one major area that most believers are very lazy. Do you know that if you are not careful in the morning, it is the prayer of the people on the other side that will be waking you from your bed. They are addicted to it. And they do that 5 times a day. So how do you want to compete effectively with somebody who prays 5 times a day like that and a believer prays only morning and in the night and that night self is on the bed
Daddy, thank you very much for today. Have a nice day.
You are tired. You are fapped out. Just go. And sometimes we even wake us up in the morning to go and ease ourselves. That's an opportunity to quickly pray. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes. People, we always think that prayer is one big thing. That is so much. Prayer is a communication between you and God. You are just talking to God. You don't necessarily need to go to prayer to ask for something. You can pray and worship. You can pray and praise. You can pray and just intercede for others. You can pray and just have a nice time with God. You can pray in the spirit. Just pray in the spirit. As you are doing that, it's like a refining fire. You are getting better. 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 There's something I've been thinking about of how to solve something. And I was just praying in the spirit. And suddenly, an idea just came to my mind on how to solve that problem. And just like that, the problem was solved. Yesterday, I was searching for a password. Where is that man of God? He's here. I was searching for a password of a system. I have a computer that I wanted to use for something. And then I had put a password. I didn't remember the password. So I sent somebody to go and try to hack into it. They said it's 35,000, 15,000, and this 1,000. I said they should bring it back. I just sat in the office here yesterday. And I just prayed in the spirit for a few minutes. And then I remembered all of a sudden that me and somebody worked on this system. I just called the person. We worked on this system together. What's the person said? I can't remember the password. And then in about 5-10 minutes, the person just sent me back. He said, there's one password that you used to use before. Maybe you should try it. I tried it. It didn't work. Immediately I tried it. I now remembered the password of that system. Because there is a connection between the password 1 and password 2. I removed something from the new password. And I remembered immediately. I removed ASCII from that new password. I just removed the ASCII and the system just came on. Yesterday. That's what praying in the spirit does for you. Also, I couldn't find the charger, right? I was searching for the charger of the computer. And then I was searching, where is this charger? We searched the house, I didn't see it. I searched the church, we didn't see it. They went to price the charger, they said the charger is so, because the system is a little bit sophisticated. And before I could know it, I just remembered this place. And I searched the place and I just found it right there. It was just smiling to me. You're welcome. I appreciate you. The one they wanted to sell to me in Challenge is fake. Because the person I sent said after 5 minutes it was already hot. This one is the original one that came with it. That's what prayer does to you. It gives you the original that God has for you. The actual original that God has for you. Prayer gives it to you. Everything original you can get in the place of prayer. So don't stop praying. Don't be tired of praying. What are the effects of prayer? What's the connection between prayer and excellence? Number one, or that 13a, if connection between prayer and excellence, number one, or 13a, is prayer, or there's prayer brings about revelation and inspiration. Prayer brings about revelation and inspiration. Job 32 verse 8, there's a spirit in man, but the inspiration of God giveth him understanding. Job 32 verse 8, there's a spirit in man, the inspiration of God giveth him understanding. So when you pray, you get understanding. You are inspired. You are inspired. And when you are inspired, you will not expire. In Genesis 30, verse 37, downward, you know the story very well of how Laban cheated Jacob. And suddenly God just gave him an idea. An unimaginable. If you read that place very well, you see that when they first negotiated, he had changed his salary many, many times. When eventually they agreed, he removed all the ring specs and all those the brown and those ones that had marks, he removed and gave it to his sons. But God still gave him an idea. Genesis 30, verse 37, all through to 43. My prayer for someone today is that God will give you great understanding. It will inspire you, and God will make you blessed in the name of Jesus. If you read that place very well, you see that the Bible says that not long after that, the man became very, very rich. He became, and Jacob took him rods of green poplar and of hazels and chestnut tree and peeled white streaks in them and made the white appear, which was the rod. And he set the rod which he had peeled before. He was just doing some genetics, some veterinary medicine. He had not done it before. He did not go to school for it. It came at the platform of prayer. It came on the platform of intense praying. See, when you want to really get deep insight, spend time in prayer. When you want to really know something about something, spend quality time in prayer. Very easily, God will just give you the idea of what to do. If I can get password from prayer, password, then you can get anything from prayer. Somebody is here, God will reveal to you the next step to take. And the Bible says that this man became very rich. He became very, very prosperous in verse 43. Genesis 30, verse 43. The Bible says, and the man, that's the man that was inspired. The excellent man that was inspired through prayer, Jacob. And the man increased exceedingly. You will increase exceedingly. And had much cattle, and made servants, and men servants, and camel. And asses, the same man that was poor. The only thing that Jacob had before that time was only wife and children. He had nothing as an asset. Not as in nothing. If a cattle dies, Laban will collect it back from him. If a cattle is sick, has problem, he doesn't care about it. He has to use his own personal money to take care of that cattle. But suddenly, God appeared to him and gave him an idea. May God give you a miracle idea today. I say God will give you a miracle idea today. So, 13b, connection between prayer and excellence is access to strength and empowerment. When you pray, you become excellent because you are empowered. You are empowered. And this prayer and fasting, according to Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, brings about a major channel for us to be able to assess strength because we are waiting on the Lord. And they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and they shall not be weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint. So when you wait on the Lord, you become excellent and you access strength. You are no more tired. You are no more tired. You are no more weak. Those who are always weak often is because they don't wait on the Lord often. And when you wait on the Lord often, it gives you strength. And this strength brings you to the realm of excellence. And 13c, as I begin to round up, correlation between prayer and excellence is that it brings about divine direction. When you pray, you become excellent because God will direct you. Psalm 32 verse 8, I will lead you and instruct you. I will guide you with my own eyes. God is a director. He's a teacher. He likes to teach us and tell us what to do. He likes to guide us. He likes to instruct us. He likes to tell us what to do. He likes to show us what to do. The Bible says that the word of God is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, and instruction in righteousness. God likes to give us direction, instruction in righteousness to tell us what to do. The next step to take for you to be excellent and to be distinguished, God will reveal it to you. From today, the issue of divine direction will not be a problem for you. I said the issue of divine direction will not be a problem for you. As from today, everything you need to do next, God will show it to you. He will show it to you in night visions. He will show it to you in night visions. He will show it to you in different areas. And 13d, the correlation between prayer and excellence is that prayer brings about favor and recognition. Psalm 102 verse 13, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor has come, yea, the set time has come. As I round up, let me give us the following counsels and then we will go to pray tonight. Counsel number one on this issue of excellence is anywhere you find yourself, be an asset to that place. Let people be thanking God that you are alive. Let people be thanking God that you are alive. You will be remembered for either of two things: the problem you solved and the problems you created. You'll be remembered for one of the two things. Anywhere you have been before, you'll be remembered for one of the two things. Either the problems you solve for people or the ones you created for the people. You can't be forgotten anywhere you are. So you must ensure that you are an asset anywhere you find yourself. Counsel number two. Don't allow your gifts to rot away. Develop your gifts. Don't allow your gifts to be... Don't allow the devil to march on your gift. Don't, that your gift is not useless. That your gift is not a nonsense. God placed that gift in you. Your gifts must not rot away. Your gifts must not be under the pillow. Use it for the benefit of mankind. Your gift should not be something that you put inside Coke bottle and you put the cover on top. No. Bring that gift out and develop it. Package it. Present it to the world. Show it to everybody. Let people see the glory of God upon you. Bible says, and your lights are so shine before all men that they what? That they might see your good. I think that's Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 or thereabout. And they might see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let your light so shine before all men that they might see your good works. That's what God wants for us. You are the light of the world. And for somebody here today, you will continue to be the light of the world in Jesus' name. And everyone will see the glory of God upon your life in Jesus' name. See, counsel, pray as often as possible. Pray as often as possible. Smig Wigglesworth said, I told you that before some time ago. He said, I pray for 30 minutes per time, but I pray every 30 minutes. You understand what that means? He prays for 30 minutes per time. He doesn't do long prayer. He said, but every I only have 30 minutes in between every of my prayer schedule. If I pray by 1 to 1:30, I will rest from 1:30 to 2. By 2, I must pray again. Then I will pray from 2 to 2:30. Then by 2:30 to 3. That's like that. So it means I provided almost several hours in a day in prayers. Pray as often as possible. Don't have a regimented prayer life that is only in church that you pray. Or it's only in the morning alone that you pray. Pray on the toilet seat. Pray right on the toilet seat when you are doing the thing. You know that thing. In the bathroom. You can pray. You can pray. Anywhere you are. Prayer is something you can do anywhere. Pray as often as possible. Then you not lack ideas. You not lack what to do. D or 4 counsel is let excellence be a major priority in your daily lifestyle. Let excellence be a major priority in your daily life. Make sure that anything you do, let it be done so excellently. E, counsel for tonight is don't settle for less. Don't settle for less. Don't settle for less. If you can do it, if anybody has done it before in that field, you can do it. If anybody has excelled, God can use, can make you to excel. If anybody has breakthrough in that line, God can help you to break through. Don't settle for less. Don't settle for average. Don't say if I succeed, if I don't succeed. People that say if I succeed, I succeed, if I don't succeed, I don't succeed, they won't succeed. Because to be successful, you have to be audacious. You have to say it. I know my future is all right. I know I will get married. I know I will be successful. I know I will go forward. I know I will advance. I know I will start that business. I know I will get a job. You have to be audacious. Don't settle for less. Don't allow depression around you if you want to be excellent. And the last one where I will stop tonight, maintain focus on God and on your assignment. Maintain focus on God. At all costs, let nothing shift your focus from God. Let nothing shift your focus on God. Bishop David Oyedepo once said something. He said when he was much younger, he and Bishop Abioye were somewhere and God spoke to them. They were praying together, maybe in a church or something. And God spoke to me and said, David, can you make your eyes to look up and look down at the same time? He said, then I tried it. I tried to look up and I tried to look down. I saw that I couldn't do this two at the same time. He said, that is the same thing. Once you don't focus on me, then you are not focused on me. If you really want to live excellently, focus on God. Focus on God. And also, as He reveals to you what to do, as you focus on God, He will show you what to do. He will show you the steps to take. Then, pursue that assignment. Pursue that task. Pursue that area that God has shown to you. My prayer is that the testimony of your excellence shall be a global testimony. The testimony of your excellence shall be a global testimony. The testimony, how many of you know that it is people that are successful in the family that people will say, that's my brother, that's my sister. It is the hand that has palm oil and people lick, not the one with blood. When God has blessed you and your excellence, that's my brother, that's my auntie, that's my cousin. But when there's nothing to show, they block the person on Facebook. If you say, please, I want to be a friend, they deny it, they decline it. But when you are a star, nobody can declare. As from today, the grace of excellence in your field, in your area of assignment, God will release to you in the name of Jesus. In that area of assignment, God will release grace for excellence to you. In that area of your business and career, God will release excellence to you. Grace to be able to do well in your field and to be outstanding, God will release it unto you. The power to be distinguished, the power to be successful, the power to be outstanding, God will release it to you in the name of Jesus. It is done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you are clapping for my God, it can be better than that. If it's for me, it's too much. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we lift our hands up to heaven and give God all the glory for tonight? Let's thank Him. What a mighty God you are. You are a mighty God. How excellent is your name. Glorious God. Glorious God. Thank you, Jesus.
You are the mighty God. How excellent is your name. You are the mighty God.
The Lord showed me some businesses and people tied up with chains. And right now, before we go further in the place of prayer, we are going to break those chains. Businesses tied down, destinies tied down, families tied down. Just tied down, like something covered up, and we want to break it. Leka adura takite geliko tobaka tagalada dia shagadada. Businesses that should have gone forward, still held down by the powers of darkness. Lekota gegadosa grada kato gadash. Lekwa da gadadasa. Doing business for years without anything to show. Enough is enough. Laketa keto brakata brakato zusu seke de brodosia. Late edere keto magadile koto bragadash. Late gagale glagogo se krede gedesa. Indua nakre dento masia nate garado. Oleki gagiga goteki naguze pradike tegedesh. Inde ninasha. Adwe dakaka dakete gosopra kata. You know you should have gone more than this, but something is holding you down. God wants to break that limitation. God wants to remove that chain. God wants to break that stumbling block right now. Mazegegegede. Edua dakaka leka do baza. At the count of three, you shall break. And then those chains in the spirit will break into pieces, and then we can move forward to the next level of the service. Late edora pakasha katena nasa. Every chain must break. Chain of hindrance, chain stopping your promotion, chain stopping your testimony, chain stopping your advancement, chain stopping your blessing. You must break. One. Naketa adila tosepre de keta male. Jesus, break this chain. Jesus, break this chain. Jesus, 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 break this chain. Two. At the count of three, you shall break, and then you pray. Male keteke tekenana, jaya lekado barade, lekoto bara, lakwata kagera de katia, lante nenute brakata. That chain must break. One, two. Break, 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 break off, break off from my leg, break off from my family, break out, get out, break, let it break, let it break. Anene kekeke repekete mama balabara barasha. That chain must break off. La kenti enesute brana kadaya yalas. Pray, 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 pray. Something is happening in the spirit. Something is happening in the spirit. Something is happening in the spirit. Break, 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 break. Chain of limitation. Chain of hindrance. temptations. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out of my life. Break. I've had enough of chains. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say in this year 2019 and beyond, my gift will make a way for me. My gift will come out. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Pray. I have a gift, it must not die. I have a gift, it must not die. I have a gift, it must not die. I have a gift. I have a gift, it must not die. Eya gaga reneko sopaka tamade gedeno asagash. Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say in the name of Jesus, I decree that I'm a plus. I'm not a minus in my family, in my organization, in my nation. I am a plus. I am a plus. I'm not a minus. Lift your voice and pray. I'm a plus. I'm a plus in my community. I'm a plus to my husband, to my wife, to my employers. I'm a plus in my church. I'm a plus everywhere. I'm a plus. I'm not a minus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, open my eyes to see all the gifts and all the deposits that you have placed in my life. Open my eyes, Lord. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Let me see clearly. Let me see what you are showing me. Let me see what you are showing me. Let me see what you are telling me. Let me see what you are showing me. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Let me see what you are showing me. Let me see what you are telling me. Open my eyes to see you. Open my eyes to see what you are showing me. I cannot operate blindly. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, via this communion, direct my steps. Direct my steps unto excellence. Direct my steps. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Direct my steps. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father. You will say, Father, via this communion, give me strength. Give me vitality. Give me empowerment. Via this communion, strengthen me, Lord. Lift your voice and pray. Strengthen me. Strengthen me, Jesus, tonight. I want strength. I want more strength. More vitality. More strength. I cannot be tired now. I'm too young to be weak. I'm too young to be sick. Strengthen me, Jesus. Strengthen me, strengthen me, strengthen me, strengthen me. Strength. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you. To you alone be all the glory. We say, Lord, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Father.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road in Loring. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.